Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN, Smarter Energy, Finish Stronger, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, by EnduranceCon, coming up on June 27th and 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. To purchase tickets, go to EnduranceCon.com. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, our 27th annual San Diego Triathlon Challenge coming up Sunday, October 18th. Don't miss the best day and try. Check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com, and all of your favorite podcast apps. As always, endurance lives here. And if we're speaking of endurance, we've got the Herbalife 24 LA Tri, which has quickly become a fan favorite here in Southern California. Brennan and Lindner is our guest from Generic Events. How you doing, Brennan?
I'm doing well. It's a nice windy Monday.
Is it windy up there?
Oh, it's crazy.
Really?
Oh, no. Trees are falling over. My ping pong table fell over.
What? I can't believe that. I would get down to the insurance right away to fix that ping pong table. What the hell?
I know. Come on, that's my recreation on the weekends.
So, May 17th, 2020, we will have the second annual, right? The Herbalife 24 LA Tri. And Olympic and sprint, relays, aqua bike, all sorts of different stuff.
We're actually adding a bike tour this year, too. I don't know if you know, but it's if you remember that Acura bike tour way back when, but we're going to have a 24-mile bike ride for people that just want to get up early and cruise the course.
That is so you got the course blocked off anyways. What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, a lot of people don't want to run a bike, so it's get up either if you want to hammer it or if you just want to, you know, cruise it with the kids.
And then you also, you could do a 3.1-mile run-walk right from LA Live.
That's right. You know, we could almost, I mean, if the duathlon didn't have three on it, you know, we could just do bike run.
God, it's amazing all the different stuff you got going. So the feedback from last year, I mean, I did the sprint race. I loved it. I thought of the point-to-point starting at Venice and coming across the city. It's not often you get to ride on those roads blocked off and finishing back at Staples Center and LA Live. What was the feedback you got on the event?
Feedback was great. I mean, it took so much work, but everybody was just so happy, you know, that it went well and it was easy because point to point, as you know, kind of can be a pain.
Oh, yeah.
And the beep. So, you know, we tried to make it as easy as possible, but the swim was great. You know, then the bike course was safe and secure. And
yes.
So I think everyone is, as you know, you get to cruise in Venice and these neighborhoods and a couple areas, you know, with LA bumps, you know, and potholes. But, you know, for the most part, it was just cool to be on a nice quiet street.
So in this year, you're adding the bike ride. And
we got the bike ride.
Yep. And you're also adding a whole VIP package, or was that there last year?
The VIP package was there last year. And, you know, it's something I think as race directors, we always add in there because I think everyone loves to have their own bathrooms.
Of course.
That's the best benefit there. But there's actually a huge swag bag and, like, access to the beer garden and stuff like that, too. But I think the bathrooms and parking, that's, like, the selling point.
Like you said, this is a event that comes that basically traverses the city. The complications that come in when you're doing that, I'm guessing there might have been a few sleepless nights moving into that. Now you got two sets of bike racks and bike bags to transfer. What were the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenges is you're closing 24 miles in the city of LA. So we go through, I think, five city, yeah, I know, it's insane, but it's like, you know, to the best, I'd say I have to give kudos to the city there is that, you know, from the marathon, they can really execute something like this. But we go through like five city councils over there, or five council districts, which each one's like a little fiefdom. You know, we had to present to 28 neighborhood councils, five different business improvement districts, you know, over 200 churches. So it was really, you know, a huge notification and approval process. You know, but I think, you know, me, the time that, you know, the team and myself put in, then that really helped it go smoothly.
So with Herbalife is titled and basically picking up this event and finishing right there in front of Herbalife. And I've noticed a lot of Herbalife distributors who are participating. Is that one of the hooks for Herbalife? Is they're able to create this great thing, this great event right in their hometown for a lot of their people from all over the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'd say it's a like multi-leveled in a sense, because they really want to provide, you know, an experience and an event for their employees and their distributors.
Right.
You know, because they're all about health and fitness. But then also, I'd say to sort of give back and open it up to everybody in the city of L.A. So it's their home base. And, you know, it is an expensive race, you know, so they're like, hey, let us really get people out doing the sport, you know, whether it's tri or the swim or the bike.
And I found that in the last number of years, the most successful race directors are ones who offer that salad bar, right? You're offering, hey, listen, we got the roads blocked off. If you want to come out and do a bike ride, you want to just do a 5K walk, if you want to do a duathlon or an aqua, whatever you want to do, you can come and choose that, but we just want you in our world.
Yeah, I mean, there's something, as you know, because there's that energy and the buzz that you get just by being a part of people that are all out there moving their bodies. And it's like, I think, you know, as we all age and get different interests, you know, it's like the sport that we're doing has changed. I mean, it's like, you know, you're not out there doing an Ironman now, but you're like, hey, I love the sport. I want to do sprints.
Right.
You know, and Michael Johnson, you know, CEO of Herbalife, as well as other people like myself over 40, we can't run anymore. So it's like, get the aqua bike in there. And then there's people that hate water and they just want a bike. So it's like, you know, it's really to, I'd say, celebrate fitness is what we want to put out there.
Mike is Michael Johnson is totally right, and we call that swim bike done. By the way,
exactly. I know. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to walk. I just want to be done.
I want to be done. I want to finish. I'm all excited. I rode my bike across the finish line. I don't really need the running. The 10-minute mile thing doesn't really do much for me anymore. It's not gonna make me feel good about myself.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to put treadmills in there, something easier for us as our knees say no.
Exactly, exactly. So the website is herbalife24tri.la.
And that's right.
I did the sprint last year, and I just loved it, right? You're done early. The transition worked great with all the bags and everything else. Obviously, all the stuff is transferred back over. You don't have to go driving back to get your stuff. I'm imagining that part has to be hugely complicated, getting everybody's bags back.
Yeah. I mean, we had to have, you know, three different bags. You know, we kind of do it, I'd say, like an Ironman race where it's like, oh, you've got your T1, you've got
right.
your special needs bag and your wet bag. But we made them all different colors so that people knew where to actually put them. And then we have different, you know, volunteers and shuttles making sure they get to the right place. You know, and we really loved how the T2, you came in and just handed off your bike. You know, our crew goes and racks it, and then you come down to the next spot and someone hands you your bag to go change, you know, into the run gear. So we tried to make, you know, up the level, I would say, of that customer experience just to make it easy, because you're there to race, not to figure stuff out.
Right. And what did you take away from that first year? What did you learn from the first year that's helping you with this year?
The one thing is, you know, with that, I'd say the transportation is, I don't know if we need to actually do the bike, the tri-bike transport, which did a great job, but I think it'll work just as well to put, you know, people can take their bikes onto the bus. So, cause then otherwise people have to sort of wait for their bike to come. So we're going to try to get everyone on and out as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I love tri-bike transport, but it's like, you know, when you just have one vehicle that has you, your bags, and your bike, then you don't have to wait for anything.
No, absolutely. Now, Brendan, as somebody who's been doing this a long time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And race directors love these puzzles, right? Race directors are sort of these different type of characters who, oh my God, you're adding that to it. This is going to be fun. It's like the challenge of two transitions and three bags and... You guys seem to dig that type of thing.
You're actually right, and there must be something wrong with me. But it's like,
yes,
you know, when the opportunity to like figure out this event, you know, based on its history and knowing what could go wrong, it was more, I'd say, exciting, you know, to say, all right, how do you make something that, you know, could easily not work well, and that people then don't even think about it. They're like, oh, my God, this works.
So the other thing besides and I look at the opposite end of the spectrum, you put on the Pasadena Tri, which is at the Rose Bowl, right? You run a 3-mile loop around the Rose Bowl. You ride three loops around the Rose Bowl, and you run over the pool. Yeah, so basically you block off 3 miles of road total. I'm guessing the number of permits are a little different from that one than the Herbalife event. So you're like, hey, this thing's too easy. I got to come up with something harder.
I know. It's like four streets that we closed because the Rose Bowl is like, you know, perfect for events, which are probably like, we don't need more events. But it's like there's four roads that go into the Rose Bowl. You close off those, and then you've got this great bike and run course and greenery everywhere and the Rose Bowl in the center. It's epic.
And what I love about that event, it's a great lead-in for Herbalife, right? It's like mm-hmm. a month and a half before, something like that. And the fact that brand new people come out, right? I remember last year, it seems like it's about 50% men, 50% women. The first year I came, there was a lot of bikes with cobwebs on them that hadn't been out of the garage in about 20 years. The next year, the same person had a drop frame Cervelo, right?
Yeah.
So the people who came the first time and go, I just want to do this triathlon. Next, they're competitive. The people who come out for those pool triathlons, they're going, I'm here to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because you always get it is the perfect gateway to get into it. Because you get the people that come out and they do have these old bikes that, you know, don't shift. And then once they finish, they're like, oh my God, this was awesome. You know, and then they're like, all right, well, first thing is upgrade the bike.
Yes. So are you able to sort of mix and match with, okay, here I've got my pool try folks. They've come to the welcome mat. They've just tried that. Now I've got LA. I've got my Herbalife event coming up May 17th, and they could do the sprint. That could be their second. You know, this time they're doing a sprint in the ocean, so they have to figure out a wetsuit. But that, you know, are you able to use your events like to promote each other?
We've always done that, you know, because it's like, you know, people, they get used to road racing, and we used to do a lot of trail runs, and we're like, hey, you know, head off to the trails, or it's like, hey, try something new and do the triathlon. But I was just, and it's perfect because I was just talking to Ian Murray, who, you know, put together our coaching plan for Herbalife. And so we're going to email all of our Pasadena people and say, all right, you know how to do the pool swim, but now here we've got some trainings, you know, that'll get you in the ocean and riding on busy, you know, not busy streets, but bigger streets.
Right.
So you can do the Herbalife race. But yeah, I mean, it really is. Because, you know, we all put these mental blocks up and it's like, you know, but how do we make it sort of easier and know that we're all in the same boat, you know, to take on bigger and better things?
Exactly. And, you know, and we're both in the business of growing this stuff, right? We want people to not feel threatened and not feel that, oh, my God, I'm the swim is a challenge. I'm going to be riding a bike across L.A. How am I going to get my stuff back? All that, that type of having a coach like Ian on board to make that stuff understandable, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, I think you just got to get rid of all these sort of concerns, and then all you have, you being the racer, to figure out is, oh, I just have to swim, I just have to bike, I just have to run. Everything else is going to happen around me.
And what's great is you're basically done by, you know, your races start, you're by 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, there's a lot of people in a beer garden.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like 6 o'clock race starts, and then, you know, we just – Sufferfest Beer is going to be coming on as our beer partner. So
how perfect is that? Sufferfest?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best beer there could be.
I know. It really is good. And LA Live just did this big remodel for where the beer garden is going to be. And so it's just a great way to finish. And I just love being downtown. You know, cities are great, but they're really fun when there's only athletes as opposed to cars.
And just – what got you into being an event director to begin with? Because I remember coming out to the Pasadena race, and you had, you know, shot glasses for being on the podium and bottle openers. And I'm like, this guy is really creative and is obviously having fun doing this. Was it, hey, I like racing, but I think it'd be sort of fun to put one of these things on?
That's exactly how it happened. I mean, I always go back, but it's like, you know, I was a triathlete. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, so I was always doing the pool swims. And then I moved to Santa Barbara, and I was doing Night Moves, the swim run series.
Yeah.
And and everybody would come down, you know, to the beach in that town, and, you know, you do the swim, you do the run, or just do the run afterwards. And it was just epic. And then I moved to L.A., and there wasn't anything like that. So we started that Playa Run series really to bring people together out at the beach and enjoy fitness. You know, and my background's design and, you know, architecture. So it's like we got to get some creative juices behind this to have, you know, cool shirts, cool gear, and always have to have beer and coffee.
Always beer and coffee, right?
Always.
Love it.
That, I know it has to be, but yeah, I mean, it started swim runs.
So what is the goal this year for Herbalife 24 LA?
The goal this year is, you know, so we had 2,000 athletes last year. We're going to balloon up to 3,200 with the addition of that bike ride and maybe another 200 triathletes. And we have a new nonprofit on this year we really want to raise a lot of money for. So that's with JDRF, type 1 diabetes.
Love it. That's great.
Yeah.
That is very
and
cool.
As you know, that's like always one of the joys of having events is, which, you know, nonprofit, can you really help, you know, publicize and raise money for? It's epic.
So as a guy how long you been a race director now?
God, I just looked. I think, 2001.
Oh, my
God.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, basically 19, 20 years. So
I know.
Does that finish as a race director? And I'm not a race director, but I love going to races. My favorite thing is just hanging out by the finish line and seeing people coming across that line. You know, it's their first time and you know, they just change for it. And it doesn't matter if it's a sprint, if it's Olympic, if it's an aqua bike, you know, that person is a different person once they cross that finish line. Does it still mean as much to you now as it did then?
It does, you know, and it's like, you know, I have to always it's like you get away from the business and the all the little things over there. And it's, I would say it's almost like seeing a child, but you get to see the joy. And I say the confidence that come across when people, you know, accomplish something like that. And then you get that feeling. You're like, all right, we're doing good work here.
Well, you are doing good work. That Herbalife 24 LA last year was one of my favorites. That was really, really fun. You get a little surf. You get to ride across the city. You're running through downtown LA when the downtown areas are supposed to sort of go to sleep in the mornings. But you know, all of a sudden you're running through this iconic city, and you're finished right in front of the Staples Center in LA Live. I don't think there's anything better. And I think your numbers, like you said, 3,200. The fact that you're doing controlled growth. The fact that you're not saying, hey, we want to get to 5,000. It's like, listen, let's do this, make sure the experience is great for everybody, and then we'll grow it.
Yeah, no, it is smart growth over there, and we're really, you know, I'd say excited to be part of just like this renewed, you know, excitement with triathlon. And so it's really fun.
Very cool. Brennan, as always, thanks for taking time. Again, it's herbalife24try.la, Venice Beach. Swim there. You ride across to LA Live, and then you do your bike ride. You can do an Olympic. You can do a sprint, or you can do a relay. You can do an aqua bike. You can do a 24-mile bike tour. You can do a 3.1-mile run or walk. Whatever you want to do, they'll have it there. Brennan Lindner has been our guest. Hey, Brennan, thank you, bud, for always taking so much time. I love all the events you put on.
Thank you, sir. Great to talk with you, and always good to see you last week.
Pleasure. Again.
All right, be good.
All right, buddy. Again, we're brought to you by UCAN, smarter energy to finish stronger, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, by EnduranceCon, coming up on June 27th, 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. To purchase tickets, go to EnduranceCon.com. And, as always, endurance lives here.